Today's daf in Masechet Shevi'it, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Aleph in the particular edition we're using, which is the Oz V'Hadar. And we're up to Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. And we're talking about the Avedas that are Mutar Erev Shvi'as, up until Shvi'as, and those things that are Mutar even during Shvi'as itself. Continues the Mishnah. Ein notin ve'ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin erev shvi'as pochas mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So first of all, let's talk about the three ways that you can plant a tree. You can actually put the sapling into the ground, of course, which is called nitiya. You can also be mavrich, which is a trick mostly used for grapevines. I shouldn't say most of these, but used all the time for grapevines, where you take a vine, which is easily bendable, obviously, you put it into the ground while it's attached to the mother tree, and it then takes root in the place where it's been put in the ground. And after it takes root, then it's cut off from the mother tree, and it becomes a vine on its own. So that grows a new vine. It's called Havracha, because that comes from the word berach, and berach means it's like a knee, so that you bend it like a knee into the ground. And then the other thing that you can do is harkava. Harkava is grafting, and there are different ways of grafting, but what basically you take a strong, well-rooted, and very reliable and resistant to insects and so on tree, that is not very productive of fruit. You use that trunk to put in a shoot from a tree that is very productive. And then it utilizes the root system and it joins together in a beautiful, it's like basically like having veins open up into somebody's hand that you would put on, which has to be done manually when it comes to people, but which nature does when it comes to tree, very quickly. So that is, we'll see there's a machlokas of how quickly, but even that takes place so that the material that's running up the tree actually comes from the lower roots very quickly all the way up into the tree branch that's been grafted on it. So here, obviously, if we're talking about Erev Shvi'as, you're not allowed to do this Erev Shvi'as Pachas B'Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So we're taking now for granted that during Shvi'as itself, you're not allowed to do any of these things. So the question is, that's not so poshut. Why would it be usur? So many learn that it's usur because if the Torah spoke about et karmecha lo tizmor, and zmira is really only normally is considered to be a tolda of planting. It encourages the growth of a tree, right? To do pruning of the tree. So it must be that, of course, what would normally be an av, which would be the planting of the tree, that for sure should be usur. And the problem is that there are many Rishonim who say that it's actually only an isur derabbana. This is all shaila, not in the Rishonim, but it's a shaila in the Bavli. And that would mean, is, by the way, there's some question about whether it's really true or whether there was a different gears in the Rabbeinu Tam. But Lamaisa, they bring that the Rabbeinu Tam claimed that it was only Dirabbanan, and only those things mentioned in the Torah are usur, even if it would be viewed as a secondary tolda. The Av is actually mutter, except that it's usur, min Rabbanan. Fine. As I said, not everybody agrees that that's what the Rabbeinu Tam claims, but we'll see later on that there's girsa'ot, and of course that's going to depend on the gears, but there are girsa'ot that it is a diraisa, in which case it would be a big problem with Rabbeinu Tam if he had that girsa. Okay, so, but that's during Shvi'as itself. Now, the question is, why can't you do it before Shvi'as? You're not really doing anything during Shemitah just because you do it before. So in other words, apparently what we're holding is that if you will go and do something Erev Shvi'as that will grow during Shvi'as, that itself, if it's going to be taking root during Shvi'as, It's also as if you do it during Shavuos. Okay, so we'll see about this as we go along. Here we're saying it takes 30 days before the graft will take or before the rooting will take place. And therefore, if you don't do it before Shloshim Yayin, so then you basically caused this to grow during Shavuos. And the question is whether that is that itself an Isser because you made something Usser. I mean, it's not Usser on Erev Shabbos to put on a Shabbos clock and to have Malachas done on Shabbos. So why isn't this the equivalent of putting a Shabbos clock onto Shavuos, so to speak? You have a biological clock. It's going to grow during Shavuos. It'll take root during Shavuos. But why is that a problem? Why would we be more makbid, according to those who hold that we are more makbid? Okay, so, I mean, the Svara over here is obvious that the inyan of Shavuos is Shabbos Ha'aretz. It's not the Shabbos of the person, but that it's to see to it that there's an inyan of Shavuos Ha'aretz, in which case, even if you cause the earth to have to do its work, that itself is considered to be working it during Shavuos, which is a completely different concept, even though we have so many inyanim of Bechor Shabbakotzer Tishbos and the interrelationship between Shabbos Bereshis and Shabbos Shavuos, we need to take into consideration this fundamental difference. Again, this is a machlokas achronim, whether it really would be an Isser D'oraisa, or is this just one of the things that we aser because of, remember, we have another issue which we'll talk about that we talked about earlier, which is the problem of when we start counting the Shnos Orla, people will think that it was planted mamish during Shavuos, remember? Because when we're mater, the Ilan, and we say this is Neter Avoy, how could it be Neter Avoy? That would mean that you planted it during Shavuos. And they will have no way of knowing that it was planted within 30 days before Shavuos. So this creates all types of Gezeiros Derabbanan that people shouldn't come to think that something came from Shavuos. But again, we'll talk about this as we go along. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, not true. Im Nata or Hivrich or Hirkiv Yakor. What's more, if you actually did that, then you would have to tear it out of the ground. Okay, so we're going to see later on this issue. Is that because of a knas, Rabbanan, or is it because of the problem of meinim for Shnois Orla, which will make people think that this was planted during Shavuos? Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, it's simply agriculturally not the case. If you don't get a graft to actually take within 3 days, it's never going to take. And therefore, you don't have to worry about this because Lamaisa, it's not going to grow. You don't even have to be. It won't be the point of being accurate. If it's 3 days, you can do it. If you did it before 3 days, there's nothing to worry about because there's no way that it's going to be around. It's simply going to fall off. And therefore, there's no inyan of Shloshim Yom at all. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Aimrim, it's 2 weeks. It's not 3 days, but neither is it a month. So because of that, we're talking about 2 weeks in order for it to take root. Okay. So now, again, you'll remember then that the way that we understood it in the Bavli, we had a lot of discussions in Rosh Hashanah about this, that according to the Man Yomar, the way that Rashi understood it, according to the Man Yomar Shloshim Yom, it meant Shloshim Yom before the Shloshim Yom of Erev Shavuos. So the Man Yomar Shloshim, it's really Shishim. The Man Yomar, it's Shloshim V'Shloshim. The Man Yomar that it's 2 weeks is that it's actually 2 weeks plus the 30 days, which would mean it's either 33 days or 44 days, or the full 60 days. That is the way that Rashi understood it. And here is where we get into this big issue that the Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with that. And according to him, there's certainly no Isser to cause a Ashrasher during the Shloshim Yom before Shavuos. And therefore, these are the exact number of days that we have to be makbid. Okay. So then according to Rabbeinu Tam, why does the Gemara say that it's Shloshim V'Shloshim? Or Shloshim V'Shloshim. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that that is referring to Orla, not Benogea Shavuos. And it has to do with this problem of Meinim Shnois Orla. So just remember, there are two sugyas that may be very different in their implications, but that relate to the same issue as to when Hashrasha takes place. Says the Gemara, Ein Notin V'Ein Markivim, Pachas B'Shloshim Yom, and im nata ya'akor. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shem, Rabbi Yossi bar Zimra, he says, look, this is only an assumptive halacha. It's not a definite halacha. So the Masnisa is talking about bistam. A person does not know exactly when the hashrasha took place. Because of that, you have to be okay it. But if you are an expert in agriculture and you can tell whether the graft has already taken hold or whether the sapling is rooted, and you could see this in the way that nourishment is getting into the graft or into the planting, so then you can leave it there. You don't have to be accurate. If you know for a fact that it was nishrash, so then it makes no difference when. Point is, nishrash is nishrash, and therefore it's mutter. You can leave it there, and there's no chiyav of Yaakov. Okay, so what did the Mishnah say? Ein notin, ein mafrichin, ein markivin, erev shvius pachot b'shloshim yom, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, v'im natao yivrich o hirkiv Yaakov. Now, let me ask you something. Suppose you weren't Mekayim. This Drabonim Chiev of Akira. So if it grows, it ended up growing fruit. So what's the din? Is that tree always considered to be Usur? In which case, all of the Peros that are ever going to grow from it, it's going to be Usur, even 10 years later? And like, we'll treat it as if it's Orla? Or what? So Rabbi Ba and Rabbi La were sitting. Okay, some learned Yasvim B'Tzor, the Pashta says that they were sitting in the town of Tzor. Others learned that Tzor is a Lashon of the Beis HaMedrash. Anyway, Oto Uvda Kameyu, so somebody actually had Peres from such a tree, and he wanted to know if it was Mutter or not, because whoever had it had not been Iker. So Rabbi La said, you have to get rid of all of these Peres. They're all Osir. But, okay, so machlokas, what this means, you have to actually burn the peres, or does it mean yishavchu literally? Yishavchu perotav doesn't mean throw it into the river. It may mean, as Reb Shlomo Tzurilo explains, that you have to be mafkirit. So what he understands, the whole question, is whether it has kedusha shvias, and therefore it would be like biur, not whether it's a takana that answers it totally because of the fact that we have the problem of the minyan. Okay, most do not agree with him. Most understand yishavchu means literally get rid of it. Whereas Rabba, he says, well, I don't know. I wasn't part of that vote. I can tell you that. Ani lo nimneti imayim ba'aliyah. That's why some tiny that the Tzur over here is not a reference to the city of Tzur. This episode, we would have the Naliyah to Paskin in the city of Tzur, but that it's a different way of talking about the central Psak, which is the Beis HaMedrash, where the Sanhedrin was. So they said, so you know, we have in the Bavli constantly the words, Nofak Dak Ve'eshkach, right? So they went out, were Medayek, and they found it. In the Yerushalmi, they use the lashon of nafak neitzei lachutz. Let's go out and nilmat, which is the same idea. We'll figure it out. So let's go, meaning let's go research this problem, and we'll see if we can bring rhymes. So neitzei lachutz nilmat. So nafkun. So they went out to go and do research, and they found from Reb Yoina and Reb Yitzchok Bar Tavloi. They quoted Reb Elazar as saying, we don't make new gezeiras on something that is a gezeira. So that in the language of the Bavli, that we're no gazvina gezeira la gezeira. We don't make a gezeira on a gezeira. So therefore, since, or the other way that it was put, which is the way that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Tavloi, they put it, that what Rabbi Elazar says was, in mosifin ala gezeira. If we had original gezeira, in which you require Akira, you don't add to that Gezerah. You certainly don't make a new Gezerah to make it possible for that Gezerah to be Mekuyim if it wasn't included in the original Gezerah. The Gezerah was Yaakor, and you're trying to make now a new Gezerah that if you weren't Akir, so the Peres remain Usur Le'olam, that's a gzera legzera, and therefore we will not paskin that. And what we quoted earlier as the psak was wrong. Now, another question, which is very nagea, is this a knas? So then the shaila is like this. Somebody did this, and he allowed the fruit, the tree, to take root, and it was pachas b'shloshim yom, so we're choshish that took root during shviyas. And then he died. Now, the question is, if it's a knas, so would we say that his son or his heirs, they also are mechuyev to be oiker the tree? Or we're only going to give the knas to the person who did it? The person died. Then we don't give the knas to his children. So that's the shaila. So Tana Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaye de bar Delaye, so there was this brisa quoted by Rabbi Yaakov bar Abaye, that in the event that somebody left the Elon and he wasn't Eiker, the Ben is Mutter Lekaima. This is the Egro who changes it from Osir Lekaima, because the Gemara doesn't work out if we learn Osir. So Mutter Lekaima. But that would be going, according to the Mandi Amar, that the basis of that idea is the reason that we need to be Eiker is the chashash that this person did it on purpose. And then, if we allow people to leave it there, so then everyone will do that. People will claim, oh, I didn't know, and therefore I shouldn't get a knaz. And because of that, we only do it for someone who did it himself, in order to make sure that you're not going to be able to use this as an excuse to actually go and plant it during Shviyas. But if you hold, according to the Man D'Yomar, this is obviously a wrong word. There's no connection to binyan at all. What would that even mean? The correct word is minyan, that we're talking about the minyan of the Shnos Orla, and that it'll look like, since when you get to the fourth year, you'll say, oh, so now this is Neter Avai. People, how is it Neter Avai? This is the fourth year after Shviyas. Was it planted during Shviyas? So if you hold it, that's the problem, Avon Mipnei HaMinyan, it should say. So then, how would it not have to do with the son? I mean, it makes absolutely no difference. What, you're telling me the Av Moneh B'noi No Moneh? I mean, there's no difference in counting the Shnos Orla and Neter Avoy between the father and the son. So how could we possibly say, well, if the son didn't do it, then he doesn't have to be Oiker? It has nothing to do with whether you did it. It has to do with the implications. So therefore, it has nothing to do with who did it. It has to do with the tree itself. So according to this, we would have to say that even the ben, or the yoresh, would have to be oiker. All right, so now what does that mean? What it means is that if we're talking about that you went ahead, you did our cover, you did netiyah within shloshim yom, so then we would have to count the shnos orla from Rosh Hashanah, because you didn't have a full 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and I remember that's what we mentioned, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the understanding of the Gemara that we had in Rosh Hashanah, that was talking about Shnos Orla. Because remember, over there, we were talking about Tu Bishvat, and at what point we have to wait for a tree to get through Tu Bishvat, and so on. There it was a reference to how to count where the Paris become Mutter, where the Paris become Kodesh because of Neter Avoy. But here, if we're talking about the actual planting during the 30 days, so then we're certainly not going to be able to count if it's pachas b'shloshim yom in the year, then its first year really will be the year of Shviyas, because we're going to be counting from Rosh Hashanah. We can't count from the 30 days, even though you planted it during the 30 days. So, Tony, so it says in a braisa like this, someone who was noteya, or mavrich, or markiv, Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So if he did this the full 30 days, then Al Talo Shanat Mima, 30 days count as a full year. And therefore, here, even though it mentions over here Havracha, the only way that we're going to count Havracha as a new tree is where you cut it. In other words, it not only took root, but you cut off the connection that it has to the mother vine. So if you cut it, and now it starts growing, so then the question is, besides the question of, like, was the mother vine itself a Orla? That's also an issue. But anyway, So the issue of a year is, could we count it as a year? Because Shloshim Yom B'Shana is called a Shana, but Pachas B'Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Lo Alta Lo Shana Tmima. In that case, since it didn't take root, so you can't call that year part of Shloshim Yom to count it as a whole year. So remember, that's where the Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara is saying it had to have taken root before 30 days, not it took root and then we'll include it in the 30 days. Okay, so that's the Machlokes. Here the Pashtus is we're talking about. As long as it took root during those 30 days, that would be its first year. But if it's Pachas B'Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, so then it's not counted as its first year. And besides that, as we said in the Mishnah, Osir L'Kaima B'Shviyas. All right, Ava, despite the fact that that's true, the Chachomim added the additional halacha, that if you went ahead and you did plant it, and it actually was counted as a year, nonetheless, the fruit that grow are not considered to be fruit of Neter Avoy from Rosh Hashanah. They are going to be usher if they were chonet the perot up until Tu Bishvat. It's only after Tu Bishvat that they blossom after Tu Bishvat, then they're considered to be in the fourth year. But if they're within the difference between Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning, supposedly, in other words, technically, because we counted the first year from the 30 days before, so then we have to add the additional time from the Rov HaGeshomim of the Shana until Chamisha Asar Bishvat. Okay, tomorrow we'll go into the complexity. This is an extremely complex Gemara, both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. How exactly to understand the Inyanim of Tu Bishvat? Is it referring to a fully grown 3 years, or is it only because of this? Because we counted 30 days towards the year, and therefore it's not really a three-year-old tree, and many other shailas of what exactly is meant by the addition of Tu Bishvat to be discussed Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. We should be zocha to meet and to find all of these halachas, Nageya, Diaraisa, as all Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll begin counting Shemitah, Yevam, and Diaraisa, Lekulei Alma, very soon. Go to everyone, Besuras Davis.